I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room, articulated by speech. I regard
bass architecture means instrument, and sure, he is the first composer exploring during his rich creative life as far as the acoustic space as he does.
Let's see, an oscillator,
which is the spatial.
I think that might be nice, or something that relates to the snare drums.
Alvin Lucier, born in 1931, is a pioneer in many fields of composition and performance, as well as live performance and using brainwaves.
Let's see how it sounds in
what have you? We got a good one today.
As creating visual pictures by sound.
Sets or CDs?
As also making us listen to natural resonance scores for the Mason Center, Cowell Theater, the fifth Other Minds Festival, where the composers and performers Aaron Wallace, Linda Bouchard, Mary Orks, consist also Margaret Sound Installation, Tony Composition Barger, Solo Julian Priest, for Charter also, and Orchestra. Which various those pitches overlap in each other, create some
So we got together and we came up with the idea of trying to do a music festival.
Each player had a vessel with a microphone in it. Well, one had a bottle, a milk bottle. One had a seashell. And one had a small bass. T. Ostrich egg. Then they spoke, the voices go into the vessel and the microphones. They pick up the sound of the voice in the vessel, so you get the frequencies of the vessel.
They should be the same.
It was going to take a long walk.
If things are the same, you hear the differences. If they're different, you know they're different.
It's the dishwasher.
But anyway, the five players are up on stage.
It's important if you want to just leave glasses at the last table
in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I have to minimalize what the players play. I used to know I'd always arrange that I fancied the
tapes. I recorded it and I would play that.
Morton,
see, that was easy to play on the concert.
It was a choral director.
Because it was on tape.
I do that piece. I was at the undergraduates at Brandeis.
You could almost do it here.
And John Cage and Russ Cunningham.
No, because you have to
read it. That was the piece I discovered. This echo. So I met Feldman. I'll get to it. I studied Zanz.
Vintage Feldman.
Just come back.
The process. That is a plate of piece. I was interested in Zanz because they are very
sound and
I'd love it if I didn't have
that. 1965.
I don't want that. Then in 65, I used loudspeakers. And of course, it means that someone has to do that. I had the art gallery. Not necessarily minimal. So then the next year, used that word for the first time. What I really did was reviewing the concert of mine. Used that word, and all of a sudden, it was a minimalism. Everything thought my head starts working. Nothing works. I forget what piece it was. Anyway, we went home that night, and I said, well, gee. And then as they do, so interesting.
We should go to Europe. Have a European tour.
This was 1966. I'm counting on the soloists from one
independent
studio in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They would invite that phenomenon. I had done my brain. I don't know if it's just that. It was just this simple music for solo performance. So I was interested in live opera. It was all based on dates. I'm not too smart. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. In terms of science and technology, I know what he meant because he said it. We stopped performing together when we started to make. I felt that piece was an
Angular alphabet.
And then all of a sudden everybody's piece was a
I felt bad.
Sometimes you think
I came out of the chamber and said,
What a bad night I had.
So John Cage said, well, in that case, there's no such thing as
a football player.
No, they keep speaking to Mimi Johnson.
The silent piece is really
a piece I paid attention to.
And then I don't.
I'm sitting in a room in 1969.
Spirit, and we shared no ear con, and it was easy.
easier to get
that
pieces
with
concerts
with
cheap
equipment
than it would be with
on.
Only one amplifier, two amplifiers.
It was easier.
Some stuff. So there was no deep
was our
philosophical.
Own
See, suddenly the silence becomes so interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Because
that's because of John Cage.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. 9 o'clock. Time to go to bed.
Those gardens.
Yeah. It was, a lot of it came from
just
John Cage and
David Tour
and
a few Stones.
They change on me to explain in those terms, but
and the sun and the moon. Those
we were more active.
It's not so
than
much about
thoughtful.
The thing itself.
No.
It's
we did it. You know, we didn't think too much about it.
Yeah.
We liked each other and we would do the concerts.
Yeah.
We didn't think too much. We didn't have a manifesto. You know what I mean? It was more pragmatic.
Yeah.
Bob did a series of pieces. He did a piece for me because I stutter. And he gave me a text, kind of a dirty text, kind of obscene text that made me very embarrassed. And if I stuttered, they had a cassette.
It must be 9:15 already. I'm just kidding. Bob and Gordon, I'm just kidding. Maybe 2, 3, 4 people.
And they would listen to me, and they were recording me on the cassettes. And if I made a mistake, boom, they'd rewind. One would rewind on words, one on
Clocker.
Syllables. It was organized different. So all of a sudden you get there's time delays of speech. Very, very beautiful. Yeah, that piece. That was one of Bob's pieces, yeah. Bob.